know how overwhelming it is trying to research for information on diabetes on the internet. Being told to eat healthier sounds so vague. Everywhere you look, there is conflicting information or people trying to sell you vitamins or supplements, and it can feel really hard to figure out what to do, what's true, and what's not. Look no further, because we are here to present to you the hard facts, specifically when it comes to diabetes. My name is Charmaine, and I'm the dietitian that helps people reverse type 2 diabetes.
And my name is Galia. I'm a coach in the Reversing Diabetes program, specializing in exercise.
Today, we're going to talk about mindful eating, involving past calorie counting and calorie restriction. One of the most challenging components when undertaking a change to our pattern of eating is struggling with feelings of restrictions, shame, guilt, and feeling trapped in the paradigm of labeling foods as good and bad. The adoption of mindfulness has positively impacted numerous individuals, empowering them to lead more deliberate lives and acquire the skills needed to manage persistent health challenges such as chronic pain, disease, depression, sleep disorders, and anxiety. Mindfulness is the practice of paying attention in a particular way, on purpose, in the present moment, and non-judgmentally. Mindfulness has emerged as a fundamental component in reshaping one's relationship with food. For years, it has been acknowledged that devoid of behavioral changes, dietary endeavors are futile. Without behavior change, dietary change is not long-lived. You may experience short-term results, but there is no evidence of sustainable results in the long term. Mindful eating, characterized by a deliberate focus on the present moment and a non-judgmental awareness of food, offers an alternative approach. It emphasizes individual sensory engagement with food and their dining experiences, irrespective of calorie counts or macronutrient composition. While weight loss may naturally occur among practitioners, the primary objective of mindful eating is not mere weight reduction, but rather the cultivation of mindful presence during meals. In contrast to conventional diets, which impose rigid eating guidelines and target specific outcomes like weight loss or improved metabolic markers, mindfulness embraces a process-oriented mindset. It prioritizes the individual's immediate sensory encounters, encouraging appreciation for food without the imposition of restrictions. Within this framework, individuals autonomously determine their food choices and portion sizes. Notably, under a mindful approach, these choices often align with healthful outcomes, fostering a tendency toward reduced consumption, enhanced enjoyment of eating, and selection of nourishing foods.
So how can mindful eating positively impact you? Mindful eating can aid in weight loss, help to lower blood glucose, and improve overall health through several different mechanisms. The first being increased awareness. Mindful eating cultivates a heightened awareness of hunger and fullness cues, helping individuals distinguish between physical hunger and other triggers for eating, such as emotions or boredom. By recognizing true hunger signals, individuals are less likely to overeat or consume unnecessary calories. The second is an enhanced satisfaction. By paying close attention to the sensory aspects of food, such as taste, texture, and aroma, mindful eating promotes a deeper sense of satisfaction and fulfillment from meals. This increased satisfaction can reduce the desire for additional servings or snacks, ultimately leading to a reduced calorie intake without the need of tracking. The third is attuned eating. Mindful eating encourages individuals to eat slowly and deliberately, allowing them to fully appreciate each bite and savor the eating experience. This practice helps prevent mindless or distracted eating, where individuals may consume excess calories without fully registering satiety. The fourth is reduced emotional eating. So mindful eating promotes non-judgmental awareness of emotions and urges without automatically reacting to them with food. By developing greater emotional regulation skills, individuals can better manage stress, anxiety, or other emotional triggers for overeating. The fifth is improved relationships with food. So instead of viewing food as a source of guilt or restriction, mindful eating fosters a more compassionate and accepting attitude towards eating habits. This positive relationship with food can alleviate feelings of deprivation, often associated with traditional diets, which leads to more sustainable changes in our eating behavior. The sixth is healthier food choices. So mindful eating encourages individuals to make food choices based on nutritional value, taste, and hunger cues, rather than external rules or restrictions. As a result, individuals are more likely to select nourishing foods that support overall health and well-being. The seventh point, the last point, is long-term behavior change. Unlike fad diets that offer quick fixes and often fail to produce long-lasting results, mindful eating promotes gradual, sustainable changes in eating behavior. By focusing on the process rather than solely on outcomes like weight loss, individuals are more likely to maintain healthier habits over time.
In summary, mindful eating can contribute to weight loss and improved health by fostering greater awareness, satisfaction, and attunement to hunger cues, reducing emotional eating, promoting a positive relationship with food, encouraging healthier food choices, and supporting long-term behavior change. All of this being said, practicing mindful eating can help you not only make progress towards your health goals, it can also help ensure you're able to achieve sustainable long-term results in both your physical and emotional health. If you like what you heard in this episode and can spare 60 seconds to give us a great review so that the podcast can reach more people, we'd really appreciate it as it can help us change many more lives.